A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Erevin Tzadi Vav Amar Aleph, 96A, pagination page 191, a beautiful, very useful piece of Gemara attainable today. Let's count down from the top about 12 lines at the end of a line with the word Uman. The Gemara of this perek began with a Mishnah of Hamotzi Tefillin, a person who finds Tefillin on Shabbos. And therefore we launch into a beautiful piece over here regarding when the mitzvah of Tefillin applies. Now the variables here are weekday, during the day. Second variable is night of weekday. And the third variable is Shabbos and Yom Tov. And we'll see how each of those plays itself out. Says the Gemara, Uman Shamat Le Shabbos Zman Tefillin. Who is the one who holds that Shabbos is a time for Tefillin? Okay? And the Gemara will end up retracting this, but this is the starting point. There's an opinion that holds you could put Tefillin on Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara thinks it's Rabbi Akiva. Again, this is going to be retracted, but let's see how it plays out. Tetanya, as we learned. V'shamarto es achuka hazos l'mo'ada miyamim yamima. In Parshas Bo, where the mitzvah of Tefillin is discussed, it says you should guard this commandment at its proper time, miyamim, from days. And the Gemara infers Yomim velo lelos, because it says days, that means the mitzvah of tefillin is only applicable during the day, and not at night. And mi yomim, when it says from days, velo kol yomim, and not all days, there's some days on and some days off. Prat l'shabosos v'yomim tovim divir Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. The opinion of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili is that we came to exclude night, and we excluded Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Lo nema chukazu el odin pesach bilvad. Those psukim are not talking about tefillin. You do have the mitzvah of tefillin in those psukim, but when it says you should guard this law, miyamim yamima, for days, for time, it's talking about Pesach. It's telling you that you're going to have the mitzvah of Pesach for generations, for days, for many generations. It's not talking about a limitation regarding tefillin. So what we have right now, it looks like Rabbi Akiva doesn't use this pasuk in Parshas Bo that we just mentioned, from days, for the purpose of excluding night, or for the purpose of excluding Shabbos and Yom Tov. So presumably, if he doesn't use this pasuk to exclude Shabbos and Yom Tov, presumably he says you could put tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay. Let's drop down about seven lines from where you are. In the middle of the line, there's the word v'savar, and the entire end of the line reads, v'savar Rabbi Akiva Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, really? V'sova Rabbi Akiva Shabbos Zman Tefillin? Who? Rabbi Akiva really holds that Shabbos is the time of Tefillin. V'atanya, there's a different brisa which essentially tells us that Rabbi Akiva learns the exclusion of Shabbos and Yom Tov from a different pasuk. You were jumping to a conclusion, since he doesn't use that pasuk for the exclusion of Shabbos and Yom Tov. He uses it for Pesach topics. So he probably holds Shabbos and Yom Tov is a time of Tefillin. The Gemara says there's a different pasuk that he learns. V'atanya, as we learned, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Yochol, I would think, Yaniach Adam Tefillin b'Shabbosos v'Yomim Tovim, a person should put Tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk tells me, V'haya l'cha l'os al yadcha, Tefillin are a sign on your arm. Misha tzarech os, it's coming as a sign. Yatzu elu shein gufan os, but Shabbos and Yom Tov are a sign of their own, as the pasuk says, ki os hi beini uveinechem, it's a sign between me and you. And therefore, the days that are in and of themselves a sign do not need tefillin. And therefore Rabbi Kiva learns, Shabbos and Yom Tov are not a time for tefillin. The Gemara continues trying to find other opinions. Elahai Tanahu, maybe it's this opinion, Detanya, as we learned, Haner Balaila, a person who's up at night, Ratza Cholitz, Ratza Meniach, Divir Rab Nosson, Rabbi Nosson holds, you could leave them on, you could take them off, it doesn't really matter because night is a time of tefillin, just we're afraid you're going to sleep, so there's a certain amount of discretion. Yonas and Akituni, Yomer, Emanichin, Tefillin, Balaila, you're not allowed to put them on at night. So the Gemara thinks, Midelaila, Latanakama, Zman Tefillin, Shabbos, Nami, Zman Tefillin. If nighttime is a time of tefillin, maybe Shabbos is also a time of tefillin. And this is the key line that I wanted to get out of this. Dilma svira lei, maybe he holds, laila zman tefillin hu, night is a time of tefillin, and Shabbos lav zman tefillin, but Shabbos is not a time of tefillin. Da'asham inan le Rabbi Akiva, because that's what Rabbi Akiva holds, and you see the Gemara concludes it like this. Da'amar laila zman tefillin hu, night is a time of tefillin, Shabbos lav zman tefillin hu, but Shabbos is not a time of tefillin. So the original pasuk mi yamim that excluded night, Shabbos, and Yom Tov was rejected by Rabbi Akiva. What Rabbi Akiva did work with is that Shabbos and Yom Tov is a sign, and therefore tefillin, which is a sign, is not needed on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It would be disrespectful, incompatible with Shabbos and Yom Tov. But nighttime, there's no real exclusion, except midrabanan, rabbinically, because we're afraid you're going to go to sleep. This simplified form of the Gemara, paying attention just to our take-home information, is enormously useful in practical halacha. Number one, in halacha it's brought that if a person is wearing tefillin and is afraid that they would not be guarded properly, there are cases where he'd be allowed to continue wearing tefillin into the night because it's safer for the tefillin. I don't know exactly the case, because most of us take off the tefillin pretty early, right away. We put them on, we take them off, because it's hard to have the proper serenity and body purity that's necessary. But if a person was, I don't know, traveling on a train in a way that his packages could be shoplifted, and he feels that wearing the tefillin is a safer way to handle the situation, he really would be allowed to do that. Halacha ve'ein morin came. We don't publicize the ruling. We don't want people putting on tefillin at night. But in the case of necessity, there is such a thing. Likewise, if a person is in a situation where he can't wear tefillin during the day, he can't. There was a case brought of a guy who's inducted into the Russian army, and roll call is 5 o'clock in the morning. His only choice is to wake up at 4 a.m. and put on tefillin. Davening, he'll squeeze it in during the day somehow. But tefillin is a big project. He can only do it if he wakes up before his buddies. The halacha is, nighttime is an available time to do tefillin, and he would. There are tshuvas about a person who goes to work. So I know my grandfather, Zichrono Livracha, used to have a pair of tefillin at work. He was a wholesale butcher. He was at work 4 o'clock in the morning getting the meat ready for suppliers. He couldn't daven then, but he had a second pair of tefillin at work. But he was in a situation where it's his own business. What do you do if it's not your own business? Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, United States, it's not such a problem. They'll respect you. Somehow you'll find a way. But theoretically, if there was no choice, put them on at night, because technically night is a time of tefillin, and our day unit starts sunset or nightfall the night before. So that pre-dawn time is definitely part of the day in which you have the obligation for tefillin, and you would put it on then. Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's not the time of tefillin. That's, by the way, how we know that, not how we know, but the cause that women are absolved of the mitzvah of tefillin. Because the mitzvah says, Shazman Grama, it's a positive command, that's time caused. What's the time caused? If every day day and night is really the time of Tefillin according to the Torah. So where is the time caused? And the answer is, it's one of those very unusual type of time caused. Normally time caused is like the whole year you don't have to eat matzah, and the first night of Pesach you have to eat matzah. So majority is not one time yes. Over here it's the opposite, but it's also time caused. Every day of the year, weekday, you're obligated in Tefillin, but Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not obligated in Tefillin. So it's time caused. It's a little flip-sided because majority versus minority, but it's the same concept that it's time caused and therefore women are absolved. Shabbos and Yom Tov, though, does not cause the Tefillin, in cases of need, to be muktzah. And it's interesting to be aware, somehow all the Pais can work on it, why they're not muktzah. Theoretically, they should be muktzah. You can't use them on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And they are, we try to keep them muktzah, and we put them away and everything else. But if tefillin would fall on the floor, chas v'shalom, we would pick them up, and we wouldn't start draying. Oh, it's muktzah, let me figure out how to, I'm getting a non-Jew, I don't know what you're going to do. There's no such thing. In cases of need, we do not consider them muktzah. Likewise, you have stories in the Holocaust. There were some people who managed to conceal a small pair of tefillin. If there was a walk, a march, a death march, whatever, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so however you work it out, but the typical story is that somehow they concealed it, they carried it, they moved it. As far as muktzah goes, we will be lenient. As far as hotza'ah goes, presumably, if you're carrying in a karmelis for a major reason with a shinui, presumably they came up with some sort of heter under duress to be able to move the tefillin. But again, you have this very important concept. Tefillin is man geroma because of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov is not the time of tefillin. It's not learnt from miyamim, because then nighttime would also be Lavzman tefillin. It's learned from the concept of os, but keep in mind, we try to keep the muktzah, we tried not to handle them on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but in the case of need, that ruling would be relaxed, and we would move them as necessary for their protection. Yeshikoach, have a great day.
So women.